You're listening to Melanie Cole on Next Trip Radio.
Hey, hi. So glad you could join us and welcome to the show. You're listening to Next Trip Radio, and my guest today is Jack Benson. He is the director of Aminet Infotech. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to let you tell the listeners what Aminet Infotech is, because we are going to be talking about Chianti today, the wine, the food, the region. So tell us what Aminet Infotech is.
Aminet Infotech is a web hosting and web design company specialized in advertising for tourism in Chianti.
So you help the Chianti region advertise their tourism bureau.
Exactly.
So you know about as much about Chianti as any of the people that work on their tourism bureau, I would suspect.
Well, I hope so.
So tell us where Chianti is. For listeners that don't know, of course we know it's Italy, but tell us where the Chianti region is.
Okay. Chianti, as a wine zone, is in the middle of the state or region of Tuscany, which is a large, by Italian standards, state. It's roughly the size of New Jersey. And it has, Tuscany has one, has a coastline, but Chianti is right inland in the hilly center of Tuscany.
Okay, so it's in a very hilly area, which certainly makes it exceptional for wines.
Yes, indeed. These steep slopes increase the exposure to the sun. The soil is calcareous, and the grape variety, the Sangiovese, of course, has been there for thousands of years and has adapted itself perfectly to that territory.
And tell the listeners first how they would get to Chianti.
If you're flying in to Rome or to Milan, you would best either take the train to Florence or to rent a car in either of those cities and drive. It's 2 to 3 hours from Milan or Rome to Florence, and Florence is the principal city on the edge of the Chianti wine zone.
So you would, so you could fly into Florence, because
you could fly into Florence, but it has a very small airport, an aerodrome, I would rather say, and not many flights go there. There is, however, a popular tourism airport in Pisa, and that's about an hour on the train from Florence.
Well, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful area, and I personally think taking the train is such a great way to go. So why don't you tell us, if a tourist is coming there, what are the accommodations like that they can expect to find, and how do they find these accommodations?
Right, so this is extremely important, because there's an expression used in Chianti, and this is agriturismo. This is officially a working farm which offers accommodation to tourists. This can be a villa, it can be an apartment, it can be a bed and breakfast. There is frequently a swimming pool available. And this is a very characteristic form of accommodation in Chianti, and this is the most important thing, it costs significantly less than staying in a hotel in a city. How to find one?
Yes.
You can go to an agency who will do it for you, but by far the best way, and I don't just say this because we make these websites, go on the internet and search around in the areas that you would like to go to for agritourisms, farmhouse, vacations, this kind of search expression, and you will have a wide range of beautiful places to stay in.
And when people come and they stay in the farmhouses, these are sort of like little bed and breakfasts, right, where they get maybe a meal from the people that live there and the rest they're on their own. Tell us a little bit about the farmhouse accommodations.
So normally it comes with a fully equipped kitchen where you, if you wish, you can cook your own food. It's not normal, not usual that the farmer provides meals, but some of them do. It can be a bed and breakfast where breakfast is supplied. Then it would maybe be without a kitchen. It can also be a villa on the grand scale, I mean, with room for 20 people. And then you could get in a chef. This is easily done. There are traveling chefs who will come and give you cooking lessons and or cook you up a wonderful Tuscan lunch or dinner at your own accommodation.
You know, those are the trips that I've heard so much about that I have yet to do myself and cannot wait, is to have that chef come and stay at our villa, you know, where we're staying, and cook for us, and 'cause I don't want to go away and cook. You know, that's
exactly.
Not going to be so much.
Of course, there are numerous excellent restaurants all over the region. I think
tell us
every
a few
tourist
of them.
Should remember that there are also restaurants out in the country. And these, of course, frequently have much lower prices and much fresher food, well, and good food, not necessarily fresher than those in the towns. It's not necessary to eat in town.
And when you're there, if you have a car or something, you can do some wine tours, too?
You can. Now, of course, if you are the taste and spit type, if I may say that on your radio.
You certainly may.
Then you can take your own vehicle and you can look for the signpost on the side of the road advertising wine tasting. If you, on the other hand, don't feel like spitting out the wine but you want to drink it, it's probably a good idea to designate a sacrificial person who won't drink and will drive, or to take a wine tour. The wine tours, minibus tours, are quite expensive, but they have the advantage that the guide, the driver guide, will know where the best places are and will make sure that they are open when you arrive, will take you to quite nice country restaurant for lunch, etc. So there's this choice that one has.
I think
wine tour or a tour with a guide and a minibus.
I think that's the best way. You know, let somebody else do the driving because I'm not spitting out my wine.
No,
I want to taste it and roll it around in my mouth.
If you have a group of five or six, then one unfortunate person can drive and not...
That pass. Unfortunate person, that's exactly right. Why don't you tell people, Jack, how they can find out more information about Amonet Infotech and information about the Chianti region?
I think that without blowing my own horn too much, if you search for almost the name of almost any town in the Chianti region on Google, one of our websites will be near the top of the list. Our flagship site is www.grevi-in-chianti.com. You can just search Grevi and Chianti, the market town of Chianti, and our website is usually number one on Google, and there you will find a huge amount of information on where to stay, where to eat, what to see, all the plants and animals that live in the area, hiking tours.
Oh, there's just so much to see. I want to thank Jack Benson. This is Melanie Cole for Next Trip Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.